The Boston Red Sox won a wild, sloppy opening game of the World Series last night, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 11-9. Boston second baseman Mark Bellhorn had the big hit, a two-run home run late in the game that gave the Red Sox their winning margin. It was a thrilling start to the series for the Red Sox fans, who are still buzzing about Boston's win over the arch-rival New York Yankees in the last playoff round. But as we hear in this report from NPR's Tom Goldman, the Red Sox last night certainly challenged their fans' new and shaky sense of optimism.
The sign said it all. Several hours before the game, a man on stilts, dressed in a Red Sox uniform, walked around Fenway Park, thrusting the sign in the air. It read simply, "Here we go."
Sox Cards programs here, game one. World Series programs take home a piece of history.
If people missed seeing the sign, they couldn't avoid the patter from program vendors who confirmed for Red Sox fans that no, they weren't dreaming. Their team really did beat those scoundrel New York Yankees, and Boston really was about to take on St. Louis and maybe, just maybe, break an 86-year World Series championship drought. But amidst the signs of a new baseball reality in Boston, a festive brass band outside Fenway offered this reminder. Perhaps it's going to take Red Sox fans a little while longer to move away from their tortured past.
Yankees stink!
What about the Cardinals?
They quasi-stink. That's it.
How many times do Boston fans have to vanquish the New York Yankees? Hasn't this postseason helped rid the Red Sox nation of its demons of baseball disappointment? Armed with questions, I wandered inside Fenway and ended up standing next to 35-year-old Mike Cote. Thrilled to be at Game 1 of the World Series, Cote agreed to let me watch parts of the game with him, as long as I didn't portray him as one of those nutty Red Sox fans who thinks the team is cursed by its 1920 sale of Babe Ruth to the Yankees.
Do you believe in the boogeyman? I mean, come on.
No curse, but over the next 3.5 hours, it was obvious that Cote, like so many Red Sox fans, lives at the uneasy confluence of hope and pessimism. The game began well with the man nicknamed Poppy, slugger David Ortiz, helping Boston take a commanding 7-2 lead after just 3 innings. With his faded blue Red Sox cap pulled down tight, Cote bubbled about Ortiz's home run in his first ever World Series at bat.
Spiritual. What a great season he's having. Long way to go, but I'm very happy we're up.
But in this game, was it because it was the Red Sox? What went up came right back down several times. The Cardinals ultimately tied the score at 7. Then Boston left fielder Manny Ramirez put the Red Sox ahead with a single that drove in a run. The Red Sox added another, but then that 9-7 lead vanished after Ramirez committed 2 errors in the same inning. With the score tied 9-9, Cote's dark side started to emerge.
What do I think? You know, how can this team do this to you? You know what I mean?
Standing a few feet away in bright red Cardinals jacket and cap, Steve Flowers from St. Louis showed what it's like to root for a team without true pain in its past.
Yeah, we got a pretty strong lineup. So, you know, as long as, we stay within, 3-4 runs, I think we can nickel and dime people and get back into it.
But Boston's Mark Bellhorn hit his home run in the 8th inning, giving the Red Sox an 11-9 lead. In the 9th, a renewed and relieved Mike Cote celebrated the final out. Cote and a friend hugged, then headed for an exit. I caught up and asked him for a parting comment.
Best time of my life.
Indeed, he seemed like a little kid who'd cried and laughed his way through a roller coaster ride and was smiling at the end. Such is life in Red Sox Nation, even in the World Series. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Boston.